number 9874, Joanne Evans, west of Road 431, 0.3 mile southwest of Road 329, West Piney Grove Road. A variance from the rear yard, side yard setback requirements for a commercial dog kennel. We're also will be considering a special use exception for a commercial dog kennel under 5 acres. So they will have a variance. We're asking for a variance also tonight for that special use exception also. Okay. State your full name and address.
Joanne Evans, 20870 Pepper Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
Could you explain to the board your request for this commercial dog kennel, please?
Okay. What it actually is a doggy daycare.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Monday through Friday, probably the hours of 7 to 5:30, while people are working. It's almost like a daycare for children, except it would be for dogs.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what else you want to know. Did you? I have the property size, the building size, the distance from Pepper Road.
Uh-huh.
You probably already have all that.
Right.
Sorry.
How many dogs are you planning on?
15 max.
Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, are you going to have runs for the dogs?
No, actually, the dogs stay inside the building. I mean, of course, they'll be allowed out to play in a fenced-in area.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, that's what we determined, that if it was a run, that they would need the 200 feet from the property lines, and that's the reason they're back in here now, because we've determined that it is a run dog kennel, and they will need the 200 feet, so that's the reason they need the variance tonight.
15 dogs minimum, okay. And inside.
Is it three variances that are required?
Mm-hmm.
They're
requiring more than three. If you look at your drawing, you're going to look at 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They'll need a 180-foot variance.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I better just say right and left on the drawing so you know where I am. On the right-hand side.
Okay.
180 as you go to the back for the open pen. Then there are also the dog day care center building that they have. They need 180 there because they're only 20 feet. And then they need 145 from the other interior line. That's on your left. That's Pepper Road. And they'll need a 70-foot variance for the open pen on Pepper Road, from Pepper Road, I should say.
And that's from that County Road 471.
That's correct.
That 70-foot one is.
Right. And the requirement says 200 feet from any interior lines.
Okay.
The open pen needs a variance on both sides?
That's correct.
Is that right? Okay.
And also the rear.
The rear is in the back. Okay.
Property line, both sides and the rear.
Now you did say this from 7:30 till 5, Monday through Fridays?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, there was a...
30.
There was
one. I really haven't... What I was going to do was actually wait until I had clients and see what time they would get off work and start work.
Okay. Yes.
For the board's consideration, the show of hands, the minutes read that they had one party appeared in support. There was no opposition.
No opposition. Okay. Thank you for that, bud. One support, no op.
Is this built now?
We have a building. We have a building in our yard, yes. which we were already going to build anyway, because we already had plans to build a building. And the reason I went ahead and built it is because, like I said before, I asked Lawrence Lank at the time, and he told me I only had to be 20 feet from the property line. So that's why we built the building.
But your drawing doesn't, your picture doesn't show that where this building's at, does it?
My picture doesn't show what?
That's off the internet.
Yeah, that's just an internet picture. That was just like a sample of what the normal doggy daycare would look like.
That shows you the land that she's talking about that she wants to build.
Yeah, I saw the land. I didn't see any. That's why I asked you if he had it built yet or not.
Right. No.
You don't. I'm not showing anything on this.
That's just been recently you've done that?
Yes, actually, I don't have the exact date when we started. How long? 4 months ago is actually when we started the building, which was just going to be an outside building. I didn't know it was going to be for a doggy daycare, or we were going to plan on having, because we don't have any shed or anything in our yard. We just have our house, and our garage is connected, so we wanted another building.
Okay.
I wanted you to see the property that's surrounding there. That's the reason I gave you an aerial on that, the open properties that are all around that.
Okay. I believe, Mrs. Evans, you testified before that your parents owned the farm around
you. Yes.
So on the three, or on the two sides, are farmland owned by your parents.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Upton? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions from the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay, let the record show. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion we approve case number 9874, as I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9874. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
You need to act on the old business one also.
Correct.
Okay.
Or just amend the motion to reflect approval.
Approval, okay.
Also, Mr. Chairman, in the case of 9831, I would move that we approve that as it is in direct relation to this.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I revise my second to include that, yes.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and Mr. McCabe that we have revised the original motion to include case number 9831 because it's in direct relation to the first case. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Case number